We continue to pray for the cities with a variety of different issues. Today, the category or the ranking is jealousy, and the category are thefts, burglaries, vandalism, vehicle theft, and ID theft. So a lot of the cities in our county that had very high numbers for theft, vehicle theft, burglary, vandalism, and ID theft were very small towns. We're talking sometimes less than 100 to about 500. So very small. So the percentage per number of people could increase as a result of the different crime rates. So a lot of the little towns like Amboy, Sema, Cadiz, Mountain Pass, Nipton, Baker, Essex, Fenner, and Goffs were consistently in the higher numbers. But again, they're smaller. But for theft, the ones to look at are Hinckley, Fawnskin, Landers, Homestead Valley, Kramer, Blue Jay, Lenwood, and Mount Baldy, all over 31 to 51%. That's very high for theft. Vehicle theft, again, the same numbers, but Montclair is the one that stuck out. For burglary, the range was 10 to 27%. Same cities except included was Yermo, Hinckley, and Trona. And again, some of these communities are far out there and don't have a lot of police involvement because of the distance. Vandalism, the highs were the same, but the additional ones was Yermo, Hinckley, Trona, Fawnskin, and Daggett. ID theft, the additional was Wrightwood, Yermo, Fawnskin, and Blue Jay. So San Bernardino was high in theft, the highest in theft. It was ranked with Ontario for the highest in vehicle theft. The vandalism, it was the highest, San Bernardino. And Ontario was the highest for ID theft, a very small percentage as it is. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word that says, you shall not steal. We pray, God, that people would find enough consequences or get a job that pays the bill so they would not steal or not be party to people who think this is an option. Father, we pray for people's lives to be changed, for the fear of God to come, for enough police enforcement. We know the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So we pray that they would be set free from the enemy so that they could have a rich and satisfying life. We come against jealousy that makes people revenge and compare and envious of what others have. And so, God, we pray, we ask that all these operations that have been happening out there, that we're looking for groups that are out doing a variety of different types of crimes. We pray for the cyber teams that look for people who are trying to take our data or identities. We pray, God, that you will just increase their efforts, help them to find needles in haystacks, help them to be able to stop the work before it even happens, to catch them in the act, give them clever ways to do it, and then let the thieves steal no longer, as your word says, but rather let them labor, doing honest work with their hands and paying back what they took to those that they took from. And we pray, God, even vehicles would be returned, and we praise you, God, that people who could learn to be satisfied with what they have and not take from others. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray for all of these numbers to decrease, especially in the smaller communities, in the mighty name of Jesus.